Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Welcome back, Cowboys and Cowgirls, to the 40th episode of Ingles and Ian, a Cowboys Ride for Free.com podcast. I always screw that one up, and I don't know why. .com. Oh, well. Anyway, as always, the man, the myth, the legend, your good friend and mine. Ian, how are we doing today, buddy?
Oh, we doing good, man. It is May 3rd. Can't believe we're already almost halfway through the year. We're getting there. Softball season's heating up. Baseball season's heating up. Just had the NFL draft. I mean, it's a good time for sports right now, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, you know, let's hit sort of a sad note. JMU softball player killed herself a couple days ago. We don't have to get into it too much if you don't want to. But, you know, it's super sad, and it's something that's been increasing, especially among younger people. So, you know, I mean, we've talked about some in the past, but, you know, mental health is really tough, and I've definitely been there, you know, to that close to that level. I've come very close. And so it's one of those things, especially in the last couple of years of COVID and everything else in my life, you know, it's really difficult to keep going sometimes. So, you know, if you're suffering, find someone to talk to and be vulnerable with them, because, I mean, it's the only way to, like, get through it. And because it's so easy to put on just, like, this big, strong face, you know, like Lauren Bennett was her name. And she, you know, hitting 330, just named conference player of the week. You know, everything seemed great. And then all of a sudden she's gone. And, you know, find somebody to talk to if you can. You know, therapy's great, but you also need to find a good therapist, because sometimes they're not great. And, you know, life can suck, but the world's better with you in it. Someone's going to miss you. You know, you only get one shot this life. So, you know, if you can, make the absolute best of it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely agree with that. And you never know what's going on in a person's mind. I mean, we look at Lauren Bennett just a year ago. They're on top of the world. They were the Cinderella story going into the College Softball World Series. It's been a little less than a year now that she's gone. I think she was around my age. She was born in 2001. It's really tough to see that. And I've also gone through my own mental health experiences. That's a whole thing. Went through some during the duration of our podcast. I've definitely gone through quite a bit of mental health ordeals, but we're here now. I'm in a much better place, but it's really tough to see.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, sort of on the flip side of this, you know, I mean, a good example is, you know, I had a really bad concussion that really messed me up. And it was so bad, like, I had decided I was going to end it, because I couldn't handle it anymore. Like, completely destabilized my, you know, my emotions, my personality, and I was miserable. And my best friend calls me out of the blue. We never talk on the phone, right? And he's like, hey, man, I don't know why, but I felt like I need to call you. And, like, I just start crying, you know, and then, like, he talks me to the ER. I check myself in. So, you know, however you want to, the universe, God, however you want to say it, there's a lot of times where we get feelings, even though they might be 1,000 miles away, that we need to talk to somebody, you know? So if you have something like that, or you think somebody's hurting on the inside, you know, we always get taught, like, you know, people are private and they'll talk when they want to talk, but sometimes you got to force the issue. I mean, obviously don't be a jerk about it, but sometimes, like, hey, you okay? You know, I'm here for you. And sometimes just hearing that little bit can make the absolute difference. I know it has for me a few times. We just need to be proactive. And we've all gone through hell the last couple of years, and we're all hurting, you know, and it just seems to be getting worse. And it's so easy to get caught up in the muck and the mire, you know, with constant social media and present, you know, everything, you know, it just seems like the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And sometimes you just need to know somebody's there for you. So, if anybody needs to talk, I mean, obviously go find a professional, but I'm always here to listen, you know, DM me on Twitter. I can at least listen. I can't promise you any good advice, but if you just need someone to vent to, you know, I'm here for you. It's what, you know, America's Brightest Orange does for each other. It's we're here for each other. So, kind of a downer way to start the podcast, but it's important. It's way more important than anything else we're going to say today. But again, you know, cowboys and cowgirls, this world is better with you in it. And so I may never meet a lot of you, but you know, the world's better with you in it. And I hope if you're going through something, you know, maybe hopefully these words can help a little bit. And you know, finding someone to talk to is easy. It's a quick Google search. So, you know, be proactive for yourself. And, you know, if you're a friend, be proactive for the person you know that's hurting. Anyway, moving on. Big news out of the Big 12. The three teams from the AAC, Houston, UCF, and Cincy are negotiating a buyout that will put them in the Big 12 at the start of next in the 2023. So before the season, football season after next. And that's also when BYU is set to join. So there's a very, very good chance, unless OU and Texas are able to bolt early, that there will be a 14 team Big 12 going into the 2023 season.
I mean, I would have to assume that they'd be buying out their deal as well, the OU and Texas, because I don't think that both of those things will happen. Where I don't think we're going to see 14 teams. I don't think it's just at all possible.
It would be really weird to schedule that. But all 14 teams are meeting this week. You know, Big 12 teams are meeting this week together. It could be really wild. I was thinking about it. When was the last time the Big 12 was actually 12 teams? Was that like 2010?
I think so. Yeah, when it was they had Nebraska, Colorado, A&M, and Missouri. Yeah, so that would be 2010, because that was when Texas played Nebraska for that one championship, or I guess it'd be the 2009.
So of all the new members, which one are you looking forward to seeing the most?
If I wanted to separate by sports, I could do that, but
okay, yeah, do that.
If we're going football, I think it has to be Cincinnati, right? They just made the college football playoff. They're gonna add a big boost to the Big 12's hopes to get a national title for the first time in who knows how long. Basketball, I think, would have to be Houston. They had a really good run. I think they made the Elite Eight.
Well, Elite 2 eight. Years ago, didn't they make the Final Four?
They did.
Yeah.
Kelvin Sampson is a phenomenal coach. So I think it has to be that team. And as far as, baseball and softball are baseball and softball are concerned, I do not know. I would assume that UCF would be good at those sports, but again, I don't keep up with them. We'll find that out down the road, but I think it's going to be very interesting because you now have West Virginia. You almost have an East division of Iowa State, West Virginia, Cincinnati, and UCF.
Yep.
It's just expanding, and it's really weird.
Yeah, for me, football and basketball is probably Houston, and mainly because I'm excited to have Dana's insane bonkersness back in the Big 12. That dude is nuts. And they do have a very good basketball program. Cincy, you know, obviously a good program, but, you know, they're losing a lot of people. So, you know, you kind of wonder if they're going to be able to reload. And it's, and especially with the way like these NIL deals are going, like, you know, apparently I heard a guy on ESPN radio saying that they expect the market for five-star quarterbacks to be at minimum $1 million a year in NIL. If you want a five-star, you're on. But he was saying that it was like a, I don't know which school, but it's like a three-star edge rusher was getting like a $400,000 a year NIL deal for a three-star. So it's going to be, I mean, unless Cincy's got some deep, deep pockets, which they might, you know, somebody, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about their alumni base, but I mean, this is going to get harder and harder to recruit, especially to a non-power school like that. So, but I've always liked Cincy. I mean, they're generally a decent basketball team too.
They've been down a little bit though.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, they're generally good. Like they have been down, but they're generally good. Not like great, you know, not like a, you know, Kansas or, you know, perennial. Really good, but they're generally good. Man, it's good. I just, man, it's gonna be tough for those athletes to travel that much, especially like, I mean, they're really gonna have to like make sure they schedule this so you can, especially if you go on a road trip, that you're not like having to bounce from like West Virginia to, you know, Utah and back or something.
I mean, it's going to be unbelievably insane. And, you know, thankfully you have there'll be days in between, so you're not going too far. You know, you'll be going to that place, and then I think what for like basketball wise is what you maybe schedule Tuesday and Thursday. I don't know if they do that, but with Cincinnati, West Virginia being kind of close to each other, maybe you just schedule them in back-to-back deals.
Well, that's the other issue. Like, UCS is just kind of out there, right? Like, it's nowhere near anybody.
Yeah, it is really tough. I don't know what you do there.
I mean, I would assume West Virginia is the closest, but even then, I mean, that's...
I mean, I don't think it's any different, like, going and playing Iowa State. Like, you know? Iowa State's out there compared to everybody else.
I mean, it was a lot better when Nebraska was there, obviously, but you know, it's a 4+ hour plane ride, you know, to almost, it's almost 1,000 miles between Orlando and Morgantown. That's which is way closer or way farther than like Stillwater to Ames.
Oh yeah, no, it's
yeah, it's about 550 miles from Stillwater to Ames. So I mean, that's a big gap.
Man, oh man. Good luck with that guy. I mean, I'm just glad I'm not a college athlete. That's all I can say.
For real. And I mean, it's something like, especially with like NIL and stuff, and like, it's just becoming professional sports, essentially. I mean,
yeah.
Especially in football, but you know, there's a lot of people making a lot of money now, and it just feels like, and you know, NIL, transfer portal, it's just not connected, you know, like it's just kind of weird to see like the NCAA just going, yeah, y'all have fun and see what happens. It's just everything just exploding.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's, they've put themselves in a terrible position where they're just like, screw it, let's just do everything at once. It's not a good look.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prof G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
It is not a good look at all. Oh, man. So, softball sadly lost both games to FSU, but they lost both games 1-2, and one of them went to extra innings. So that's, I mean, to lose two games by a total of two runs, the number four ranked team in the country, you know, it's, I mean, there's no such thing as a moral victory, but you feel good about your chances, right? And especially, you know, with one of your best players still hurt from falling down the stairs during the tornado, you know, that really takes it out of you. So, I mean, we're going to see a lot coming up. I mean, obviously Bedlam is Thursday and they've been picked up. So, I mean, the Thursday game is 7 p.m. on ESPN. I mean, that's going to be prime time for the ladies there. And then the May 6th game is on ESPN2 and the May 7th is on ESPNU. So lots of good ways to watch it. I mean, OU's OU and they're number one for a reason, but I don't know. If they somehow took two out of three, that would be incredible.
Honestly, I'm going to say this. I don't like saying it. Oklahoma State need to beat Florida State in my mind for me to think that they can have any chance to play with OU or win the Women's College World Series. I say this. I hope I'm wrong, but I think you needed to win at least one of those Florida State games. The fact that you didn't, it tells me that you can't compete with that top four and that you're still kind of meddling in there. If they could somehow win this series against Oklahoma, if they go 2-1 against them, I'll change my mind. I will eat crow on this podcast as I've done a lot of times. But if they get swept, then I'll be happy with a World Series appearance. But I fully know that they will not go that far, deep into the Women's College World Series. Not that they won't get there,
right? You know, hopefully, you know, everyone's healthy again for Bedlam. Man, I mean, I mean, honestly, if they win one and keep the other two games close, I'll feel pretty good.
I guess with OU, it might be different, but because they're such a buzzsaw, I need them to have one win. Okay. I need them to have one win. And for them to win this series would be fantastic. A sweep would be a miracle.
I don't think miracle like begins to describe what the sweep would be. But it's also, you know, rivalries are different. They just are. And, you know, it's different when the lights come on in this Bedlam. So who knows?
We will see what happens. But I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah, who knows? OU, God, I hate that OU is good. It just kills me. I hate to say that I have to say good things about OU.
Yeah, they are way, way too good. Way too good. And it's going to be terrible.
But hey, baseball, man, swept Texas up to number three in the country. They put up a 10 spot one inning.
Yeah, I think they were down like 7-0.
Yeah.
And then they just exploded. I was like, all right, get the sweep against Texas. And you know, you joined softball and sweeping them. So good on them.
Yeah, I mean early on in the season, because they were pretty highly ranked coming into the season. I don't remember exactly where they were, but early on in the season, they really kind of faltered. And so I was like, well, maybe they're not worth their ranking, but they've really turned it on as of late. And, you know, number three in the country, that's up there. I mean, I don't know if that's the highest they've ever been ranked. It's probably got to be close.
I assume they've been, if we're talking about OSU, I assume they've been number one several times. Just, I would think so, at least. I think they'd be number one at some point.
I mean, yeah, they have had some very good teams in the past. So, yeah, I mean, that's some lofty expectations. And But there's probably what, like 10 games left?
Yeah, I believe so. 10-ish games. I think that Texas Tech comes to town soon.
Yeah, looks like there's exactly 10. So they have Southeast Missouri State come to town this weekend. Then a one-off against Dallas Baptist. And then Tech comes to town, and they finish the season off at Baylor. And Tech is really good. They're, what, 9 or something like that?
Yeah, they're close up there for sure. I'll check how good they are real quick. But, I mean, they're a team that has been good for a while, one of the powerhouses.
Yeah, Tech is number 9 in the May – as of May 1st rankings.
Yeah, I mean, they're 31-16, 20-3 at home, 11-7 in conference. I mean, they're a good team.
Yeah, I didn't realize just how good Tennessee was doing this year. 40-4. Oof.
What? Jeez.
Yeah, Oregon State also has less. Yeah, only has 9 losses, and then Oklahoma State with 13. But man,
what's Arkansas at?
34-10. Yeah, they're 34-10. So fewer losses and more wins than us, but we have them beat by one spot in the rankings.
Well, every team plays different. I mean, there's always going to be like weather delays and stuff. So
right, obviously,
it's not going to be like they're not all going to be at the exact number that they can be.
Right, and they also play like. I know different conferences play a different amount of in-conference versus out-of-conference games in baseball. So baseball schedules are really kind of wonky compared to each other. It's not like football schedules where you play the same amount of games almost regardless, and you know, unless you make a championship game, bowl game, that kind of stuff. So, but they've got a lot of, man, Oklahoma State's got a lot of quality wins, you know? You know, they took 2 out of 3 from Vandy. You know, obviously beating Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think it'd be crazy if I don't know how rare this is, but if OSU becomes either one of the first or probably one of the very, very few that, you know, they have a team make the Women's College World Series and make the Men's College World Series. I think it'd be super impressive.
Yeah, and especially with where they are right now. They're almost guaranteed to host a regional, and you know if they win that, they're probably hosting a super regional too. So
they're both going to end up hosting super regionals if they both went out.
Man, it's going to be a rocking time in Stillwater the next couple of months or so.
Oh yeah, it's going to be absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I always forget how late into June the baseball season goes. I mean, College World Series ends roughly June 27th. It's just like, I can't believe there's still almost 2 full months left in college baseball season.
Yeah, I mean, they start all so late, so it's wild, man.
Yeah. So Boynton hopefully got himself a score to replace all the guys that are been Bolton. John Michael Wright from High Point University is going to be a Cowboy, averaging 18.4 points per game last season.
Yeah, from what I've heard, out of High Point University, coached by Tubby Smith, and then his son, I think, because they were both at High Point. He should be good. What this team needed was scoring. So the fact that they finally have some, love it. And I'm like, the people we lost, I'm really bummed about Rondell Walker because he was even though he didn't score a lot of points, it was something that he could do a whole lot of things off of the court. Not off the court, I guess off ball. So that was a bummer. Who's the other guy we lost?
Moncrief, right?
Moncrief. He was supposed to be like, I don't know. That was a guy who was like, oh, he's supposed to be really good, and then he never panned out. So I'm not too terribly sad about that one. Boone was tough, but I don't think we were playing him a lot during the season, so that was fine, I guess. You don't want to lose guys, but I mean, if there's guys you have to lose, there's some that you're like, okay, whatever. So
whatever.
I just want some new faces in here because the faces that were in here were not getting it done.
Yeah, and you know, it's Well, it's just, I mean, especially, it seems like, especially in basketball, probably just because there are so few players on a team, it feels like you're gonna be rolling over and like turning over your starting five every 2 years. That's really what it feels like at this point.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that statement. So what is next on the discussion list? I'm trying to go back and look at it.
Well, the women are play or essentially hosting the regional at Carson Creek for golf. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
So if you're in Stillwater, you can probably go watch some pretty good golf at a really awesome golf course.
I mean, Lord forbid the rain, which I know we're getting some down in Oklahoma tomorrow, some more severe weather because you know what month it is.
Oh yeah.
May, tornado month.
It's
So we are
change of
getting,
season.
yeah, we got some hail last night. I mean, it's starting off with a bang. Oh.
Especially when I was living in Pittsburgh, like people just did not understand the severity of Oklahoma weather. I'm like, look, at least once a year, at minimum once a year, if not more times than that, the weather legit tries to murder you in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I've seen hail, 140 mile an hour winds, tornadoes, blizzards, wildfires. There's never a safe time in Oklahoma.
Never. Never, never.
So, what'd you think of the NFL draft and where our boys ended up?
Well, a little surprised only three got drafted. Again, I don't try to be a draft prognosticator kind of deal. The one thing that I was certain of was I thought there would be a guy that would go in the third round, maybe day
Yeah.
two. I knew but I almost was almost certain that everybody would go day three.
I really thought there'd be a third or fourth round. I'm shocked that the first, I mean, the sixth round was our first pick.
Yeah. And Malcolm Rodriguez, I think Malcolm Rodriguez is a great fit in Detroit. I think that just works, I think. So I think he'll do really good there. Devin Harper to the Cowboys. Never been a Dallas Cowboy fan, so that was a bummer.
Aren't you a Rangers fan?
I am. We don't. Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm a Cowboys fan.
Fair enough.
So was it? I'm a Thunder fan, Broncos fan in Denver, Rangers fan. And a very casual Blues fan. I'm only tweeting about it because it's the playoffs right now, and I love me some playoff hockey, so I'm getting into it.
Okay, obviously Thunder and Rangers make sense, but Blues and Broncos, how'd that happen?
For the Broncos, I think it was because of Tim Tebow, and then Peyton Manning was there, so it's like, yeah, I'll just stay over here. And then the Blues was actually because of a podcast I was listening to. They were kind of based out of St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
They were Blues fans, so I was like, yeah, okay. Because yeah, I'd never gotten into hockey at that point. I remember being really young and rooting for the Red Wings when it was like the Stanley Cup because I thought it was like, oh, they named their team after chicken wings. That's sick. But they ended
Yeah.
up like really hot wings. So I was like, great on you, Detroit. No, it's actually like a car part or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I pull for the Thunder, but I'm not a big NBA guy in general. I'll root for the Pens. Football, I really don't have an NFL team anymore. So I just follow the Cowboys that are in the pros now and root for them. And baseball is Houston,
Well,
which
hey,
they're having a terrible year.
yeah, I'll say this, man. I really like Trey Sterling of the Packers. Like Colby Harvell peeled the Texans. I really, really like those.
The Texans is such a dumpster fire of an organization.
They
So
are, which means Colby Harvell peel will get playing time, I hope.
that is true, but it's still, I mean, it's like a player going to Cleveland. You just feel bad for him, you know?
Well, I think he chose to sign it, so.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're going to sign the deal if you can, but like as a fan of his and, you know, just like, oh man, that sucks. Or like whenever like a quarterback gets drafted by Washington, you're like, oh, your poor career.
Definitely. It's like, oh man, I got drafted. It was almost the same thing with Malcolm. It's like, oh, he got drafted to Detroit. Dang it, man.
Well, I actually saw something interesting about that. So there's only been three Cowboys drafted by Detroit: Barry Sanders, Brandon Pettigrew, and now Malcolm. So, I mean, the first two guys had pretty good careers. So maybe it's a good omen for him.
Yeah, if Malcolm Rodriguez has a Barry Sanders or a Brandon Pettigrew career, great. Then they just got a steal. Yeah. And I hope that luck continues for him.
I mean, if he has a Pettigrew type, I mean, obviously Barry Sanders is, you know, one of the greatest running backs of all time. But if he has a Pettigrew type career, he'll go down as one of the best six rounders ever. I mean, he won't be, you know, Tom Brady six rounder, but I mean, he would definitely be, you know, an interesting, you know, he would be an answer to a trivia question.
Yeah, definitely. Well, our Zoom meeting is almost out of time, so we gotta wrap this up real quick.
Oh crap. Less than a minute. All right. Well, I was gonna hit some other stuff, but we'll wrap it up. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Jacob Ingles. Check out CowboysRideForFree.com, and we will see y'all next time.